Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ross Wilson of the TCFA joining us today. Back with Ross in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, want to remind you about the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Friday, November 7th. They'll be broadcast live on Rural TV. That's Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com on the Internet. They'll be starting the Superior Sunrise Show at 7:30 a.m. Central Time, followed by the video auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. 16,750 head of cattle will be sold this go-round, 4,550 head of yearling steers, 1,200 yearling heifers, 7,400 weaned calves, and 550 calves on cows. Also, 2,150 head of bred stocking weighed cows will be offered as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at your convenience, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. 2014 has proven to be a year where feedlots have made money, good bit of money. However, looking down the road, things are a lot less certain. Ross Wilson is the Chief Executive Officer, President of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. We talk with him about the mood of the ship when it comes to our feedlot business today here in the Southern Plains.
The mood in the cattle industry in general is good. It's good in the cattle feeding business these days. We've had a good past year. But there's also a lot of apprehension because, as all your listeners know, volatility has just been incredible. We're at historically high prices in all segments, calves, stockers, feeders, fed cattle traded for a record this week at $1.70 a pound or 170 a hundredweight. So that's good. A lot of it, as you know, is supply driven. And that's the flip side of that equation, is that we're needing more numbers. We're needing more cows, calves, feeders going into the feed yards. And we'll get there. As you know, people are beginning to retain heifers. Not as quickly as we would like to see. In this part of the world, in Oklahoma and Texas and New Mexico, our three-state membership area, we still haven't gotten drought out of our mind, understandably. So if we can continue to get moisture and these pasture conditions hold, and we've got a great start on a winter wheat pasture, if we can just get a little bit more moisture, I think people are going to, their outlooks are positive, but we're apprehensive.
The apprehension can be traced back to the nagging worry. Can prices stay as high as they are right now for a sustained period? And also the amount of capital it takes to keep the cattle industry rolling. One of the positives, according to Ross Wilson, the plunge in feed grain prices.
Exactly. We have been blessed with a wonderful crop. May be record, we don't know yet. It's too early to know. The yields that are coming off in some parts of the country are at record levels. So that's a great blessing, and it has dramatically corrected the feed grain price situation. Not as much as some would think because of some struggles with the railroads being able to move that crop. I know the Burlington Northern, Union Pacific a bit, really more so the Burlington Northern, has struggled with managing the rail velocity as they try to move oil and coal and containers and grain. Obviously, we think grain should be number one priority. And we've had meetings with the BNSF, and they're very receptive to our concerns, but it takes a while to turn a railroad around. So that has taken a little bit of the edge off of the price decline because of the basis adjustment we're seeing due to some railroad movement issues.
Ross Wilson with TCFA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up Friday, November 7th, it'll be the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's Fall Cattle Drive, offering some top-notch replacement females from cattle herds like the Brooks Cattle Company, Bertram Cattle Company, Chain Ranch, C&B Fold Herefords, Jameson Ranch, Miller Ranch, and White Brothers Cattle, all offering consignments in this year's OCA Fall Cattle Drive at OKC West El Reno. For information, contact the OCA office at 405-235-4391, 405-235-4391. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.